So what's the Environment Centre up to? What's on your radar at the moment?
We've got a few events coming up this month, actually. So the first one being this Sunday from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. We're inviting everyone down to the community gardens to party with the perennials.
Okay.
A perennial party. So it's just to celebrate our lesser-known, easy-to-grow perennial vegetables. And some examples of perennial vegetables are Jerusalem artichokes, taro, yakon, which actually some of the things that will be happening over those 2 hours is you can turn up anytime between 2 and 4 p.m. There'll be lots of conversation talking about perennial vegetables and tips on growing them and how to eat them. And there is a little bit of practical work in the garden that needs to happen in the community garden, which is harvesting and planting yakon and some winter mulching and some sign painting. So we've got there's some beautiful signs that some volunteers made at the start of summer for the community gardens.
And the Environment Centre at the moment. I saw them earlier this week. Yeah,
Tanya was repainting them white because we've got some new information that needs to go on them. And those signs are to basically inform people of what's planted during that season. So, of course, we're changing what's grown down there at the moment with the season. And so that's just to say, hey, this is what this is. And can you please not pick this one because we're saving it for this occasion, or help yourself to this one.
And can you tell us what a yakon is?
It's a root vegetable. Okay. So it's not commonly, people aren't very familiar with yakon, but I know from my Americas, actually Manu gave me some yakon a few years ago, so I grew it and I didn't really know what to do with it. But I had an American friend visit and she got really excited because it's quite common for South American cutting it into chips and deep frying it. So she did that with it.
Right, yeah, so really like yummy. You do with potatoes or kumara or things like that. Yeah.
I could be wrong. Maybe someone wants to go down to the a perennial party and talk about what you can do with yakon, because I think people do get stuck on some of these perennial vegetables.
But you did deep fry it, or deep fry it?
Yeah, she deep fried it.
And you'll live to tell the tale. So
it was delicious.
It's not that bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's going to be a sharing food together as well down there, so ideally bringing a dish to eat together. There's going to be some food prepped. I think Katie's making some yummy things, and different people are bringing stuff down, so yeah, that'll be really nice. It's a really nice gathering, actually. So if you've got any, like, wear your gardening clothes, and if you've got any gardening tools to bring along, that's always helpful. We do have some spare. But yeah, bring your questions, your knowledge. If it is raining, they are going to just move it to the community house basement.
Okay, just beside us here in the town hall.
Yep. But it's looking pretty good, eh? I mean, we've been really fortunate the last few days.
There's rain on the way.
There's rain on the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you never know. Lately, all the rain, the East Coast gets absolutely trashed and we just get a light sprinkle and sometimes nothing.
That's right.
So you never quite know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that is just reiterating. Party with the Perennials is at the Community Gardens on Sunday, this Sunday, from 2 to 4 p.m. Cool.
All right.
And then we have another one of our food control plan and verification workshops coming up. So a workshop where we have someone, Bianca from the Waikato District Council, coming over to Raglan to actually sit down with just a small group of people. So registrations are actually really necessary for this. They have been packed out. The last two that we did were booked out. And she just goes right through if you want to make and sell food, what you need, what kind of plan you need to manage the food safety risks, how to develop one, how to get your food business up and running. It's a really, really amazing opportunity for somebody who's been thinking about a food product that they'd like to make.
Yeah, and if you're a stallholder at a market, you need to...
That's right.
This.
Yeah.
The only people who don't are people doing fundraisers, is my understanding.
Yeah, that's right. There are some little some things that you can get away with, but most of it you really do need to have a verification.
Yeah.
And that's are understandable because if you're selling your food that you've made at home, so it's just, it's you can make it at home, but you need to get your kitchen verified to make sure that you're following, cleanliness and all that type of stuff. Yeah. So you can register for that workshop by emailing Tanya, and her email address is food@faingaroa.org.nz. And the next workshop for that is on Tuesday, the 23rd of May from 10 till 11:30. Registrations are necessary.
Okay, and what else?
Well, I don't
know. Something, you told me some stuff, I wrote it down, but I can't read my own writing.
The merge.
Oh, the merge. There we go. That's what that says.
The merging of two great organisations.
Yeah, this is quite significant, actually.
It is significant. Although it's a historical point.
It might not change what happens when you walk on the front door of the Environment Centre, but it's significant to the future of the organisation.
It is, yeah. So, I mean, the Whangaroa Environment Centre and Extreme Zero Waste, both of them started... They were kind of started in the late 90s, 2000. So it's been quite a while. They have we've decided that the two organisations, it's about time we merged into one.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just the right time for a bit of a change. And it's just much more beneficial for both organisations. Yeah. And I like the sentence, combining their strengths. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so that's a big change for us, but not really if you're part of the community. We're just going to be carrying on as usual, really.
Yeah.
You might just see a little bit more of an accessible presence of Extreme in the Environment Centre.
Yeah, and they've been a bit bigger. They probably have some more sort of resources to fall back on than the Environment Centre does.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yep. Yeah, so yep. It'll strong, be good, great for us.
Stronger
yeah.
together.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if people might have heard whisperings of a repair cafe being started in Whangaroa.
Yes,
which is really exciting.
But I work next door to you guys, so.
Yeah, you have. You've heard all the whisperings.
Yeah.
Yeah, the loud talking.
When I turn the music down.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. I think we had a circular economy themed science night recently, where Rick came along and talked about circular economy in Raglan, and one of the things that we're going to have a an official launch next month, but in the meantime, we'd really love to talk to people who enjoy fixing things and repairing things. So you can email our coordinator Jessica. On repaircafe@faingaroa.org.nz, or we've got a couple of drop-in sessions with Jessica that are happening. One is Monday the 22nd of May from 4 to 5 p.m. The other one is Tuesday the 30th of May from 4 to 5 p.m.
These are drop-in sessions just to help get organised.
Yeah, we're just trying to basically... make contact, connect with people, the fixers of the community who like being able to, it could be the DIYers who really, they might know how to fix furniture or you might know how to fix a lamp. So those things. So we'd really like to make contact with those people. If that's you, come along to our drop-in session. We will also have that on our website. I'll update the website today with those drop-in dates and times. We have if you go to the Environment Centre website, which is whangaroa.org.nz, there is a, if you click on what we do, you'll find a list of all of our projects, and Repair Cafe have got a page there now.
Okay, all right, it's all there.
So we're launching a Repair Cafe, and these will be free pop-up events where local people bring in their broken or damaged belongings and local volunteer experts do their best to repair them. Yeah, so we're looking for people to be involved with that.
Okay. The growers' market's still going, isn't it?
The growers' market is still going.
There's every week. That's why I say it like that. Like,
yeah, so... We, the first growers market, this time last year we were ending the growers market, but the growers have decided that they've still got produce that they can sell to the community. So we've got two more growers markets coming up There isn't one this Friday. There is one next Friday on the 26th. And then it will be again, the last one will be a fortnight later, which will be the 9th of June.
Okay, and that will be the last for the year.
Yep. So no growers market this Friday. Growers market is next Friday.
And are people still trying to turn up early and get a sneaky first dibs at people's veggies?
Ah, it's pretty cool, eh? Yeah, no, the doors don't actually open until 5 o'clock. Yeah,
yeah, there you go, folks.
We were finding that the stalls were selling out
before five.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's so looking forward to the next growers market. I miss it being every week. I think if that's been the feedback because we get consistently at least 200 people through the growers market every time.
So it's definitely going to come back next season, next summer then.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
I think most people are sad that it's actually going to be on hiatus for a few months over winter.
Yeah.
And then I just want to talk about the Kaitoki Walkway, the Friends of Kaitoki Walkway and Whangaroa Weedbusters. Both of these groups are a bunch of volunteers who have been they've got a dream of restoring the native bush along the Kaitoki Walkway, and they've been removing
gorse.
Well, no, there's just a lots of different pest plants,
scrappy little things.
Yeah, but there's a lot of really beautiful native vegetation in the Kaitoki Walkway, and there's also they're fairly certain there's bats, native bats in there.
Okay.
Yeah, they have been heard a few times.
Right.
I'm not sure if Crystal's been doing any monitoring of bats on the Kaitoki Walkway.
Yeah,
but there's lots of really, there's lots of indigenous species that live in that walkway. So restoring it and removing pest plants is really important. So especially if you live around there, that's your backyard, you know. It'd be nice to see more locals who live around there getting involved. But so they've got a 5-year plan. This bunch of volunteers, the Friends of Kaitoki Walkway, they've received funding. So they're inviting members of the public. So if you use that walkway, go along at on Sunday. Saturday, 27th of May, for a community meeting to find out more about this, about the 5-year plan. And that starts at 10 a.m. And I believe they're meeting on the East Street entrance.
Okay, down past the cemetery.
Yep, that's right.
Okay,
and you can find that on our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
So and go to the Whangaroa Weedbusters Facebook page and you'll find more information.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you go to the compost workshop that happens?
No. Tanya, because it was International Composting Day last week.
I didn't know there was such a day, but...
I know. And
why not?
Extreme sells some a really amazing range of composting materials, like bags of compost and mulch and all types of stuff, so... Yeah, head on up to Extreme for some great compost. But Tanya also led a composting workshop at the community gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah, people tuned out for that, so it was really good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it was popular, might do it again? That's kind of the rule with all this stuff, isn't it?
It is. When something proves popular, then it's definitely worth doing it again.
If there's a demand. And you want to play a song before we go? Tell us about the song. This is Queen Bee by Taj Mahal.
Yeah, Taj Mahal is one of my all-time favourite musicians, and I was really fortunate quite a number of years ago to see Taj Mahal perform live in Australia at the Blues Festival.
Yeah.
And it's still to this day the single most moving performance I've ever witnessed. I literally bawled my eyes out.
Right, okay.
Just so beautiful, and this is still one of my favourite songs ever.
All right, folks, well, look out. Here's Taj Mahal with Queen Bee. We'll see what takes you.
Thanks
Jasmine. Oh,
myself.